From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A suicide bombing Sunday in Baghdad killed at least 119 people and wounded 170. It was the most deadly attack in the Iraqi capital this year. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility. Iraqi Defense Minister Khalid al-Obeidi met with U.S. Ambassador to Iraq Stuart Jones Sunday to discuss how the two countries can better collaborate in the fight against the Islamic State group. In a second attack, five people were killed by an explosion in Baghdad's Sha'ab area. Bangladesh is observing 2 days of mourning after Islamist militants killed 20 hostages and two police officers during an 11-hour siege at a Dhaka restaurant. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack, but government officials deny IS involvement. Home Minister Azaduzzaman Khan said the attackers were members of a homegrown militant group. He said all of the attackers were well-educated and came from wealthy families.
All are our homegrown, our national. It is not from other countries. It is all our national, our people.
Among the 11 men and 9 women killed are 9 Italians, 7 Japanese nationals, 2 Bangladeshis, 1 Indian, and 1 American. 3 of the victims were students at universities in the United States. U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton met with Federal Bureau of Investigation officials Saturday to talk about her use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. It was a 3.5-hour interview and took place at FBI headquarters in Washington. FBI officials are expected to conclude their investigation soon. Legal experts say they do not expect any criminal charges to be filed against Clinton. This is VOA News.